الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. Hello my kiram, most respected brothers and also sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers. Once again, with the fazal of Allah Ta'ala, with His ihsan, with His tawfiq, we have been able to gather here for His zikr. If it had not been His ihsan upon us, we don't know where we would have been. The greatest ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with is the ni'mat of iman. We make shukr of many, many ni'mats, but we forget to make shukr of iman and shukr of Islam. Whereas that is the greatest ni'mat. The person is the richest person in the world who's got iman and Islam, even though he may have nothing in his pocket. But that is the ni'mat that we always forget, the ni'mat of iman and Islam. After that, if Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq to make ibadat, zikr, tilawat, to do good deeds, to do charitable actions, now all those things are ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, they're bounties of Allah Ta'ala. The more we make shukr over it, the more Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will increase it. Just before Isha, when looking into the mirror, came to mind that people are generally of three kinds. There are those people who look at the mirror, the size of the mirror, the length of the mirror, the width of the mirror, the quality of the mirror, the frame around the mirror. They look at everything, but they don't look into the mirror. They don't use the mirror for the purpose that it was made. They look at everything around the mirror and at the mirror, but they are not looking into the mirror. Then there are those people who look into the mirror. They look at their face, they look at their noses, they look at their lips, and they look at their bodies in the mirror. But they are not concerned about the outside of the mirror. What is the length of the mirror? What is the width of the mirror? Where it was manufactured? Where it was purchased? What went into the manufacturing of the mirror? They are not concerned about all that. They look into the mirror for the purpose for which it was made, and they comb their hair or they dress up in front of the mirror. Then there are those who look at the mirror also, and they look into the mirror also. They look at the mirror also, the quality of the mirror, the make of the mirror, the length and breadth of the mirror, every other thing with regards to the mirror, and also they look into that mirror. They do both things. They look at the acne, which may have come up after eating too much of acne. They look at the pimples on their faces. They look at the measles. They look at all the weakness, and they try to remedy. So just like that, in the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, amongst us, we have three categories of people. There are those people who look at Sharia. They listen to a lot about Sharia, the beauty of Sharia, the philosophy of namaz, the philosophy of zakat, the philosophy of fasting, the philosophy of hajj. They read a lot and they say a lot about the philosophy. But when it comes to practice and action, when it comes to the batin, then it's totally void. They're just talking about the philosophy all the time. That means the zahir is there, the beauty of the mirror, how wide is the mirror, how long is the mirror, where it was manufactured, where it came from, where it was purchased, and all the details, the philosophy behind that mirror. So they look at that, they look at the Sharia, the beauties of Sharia, they talk about it, and they discuss it, they make tafsir of it, they propagate it, but in their own lives, they don't act upon it. So they are only looking at the outside. Or in their own lives also, you don't find the batin right. The batin is not there, the inside. The zahir is there, just the outside. And most of us are in that category, that we've got our zahir. Then there are those people who look into the mirror. They look at all the weakness, the shortcomings. They look at their bodies, they look at their faces, they look at everything. So they inside they develop. They get some kind of iman, some kind of yaqeen. The inside, they are honest, they are truthful, they are charitable. But the outside, they are very negligent. There are many people like that, who are very honest, very charitable. 5-time namazis. They give zakat also. They go for hajj. They fast. They do everything. But when it comes to the zahir, they say there's no need for zahir. Everything must be in the heart. The beard also must grow in the heart. So then we tell them, why don't you take the eyes out and let it grow in the heart also? Take the ears out, let it grow in the heart. And let the tongue also be in the heart. So the batin, there is some batin. There's honesty, there's truthfulness, there's charity, there's lots of things. But when it comes to the zahir, then they say there's no need for the zahir. Everything has got to do with the heart, so the heart must be right. You mustn't worry about the outside. And you tell such people that when you're going to look for a bride, prospective bride, and if they tell you that her face is smashed, she is ugly looking, she has only one eye, her teeth are protruding, but her batin is very good, her heart is very good. So that time why you don't marry that woman? That time why you say that the outside was also be good looking? Molna must have a good looking woman. So that is the second category. And the third category is of those people who look at the mirror also. What is the length of the mirror, the breadth of the mirror, the width of the mirror, the depth of the mirror, the shine of the mirror, they look at everything, the quality of the mirror. And they look at the faces also inside the mirror, and they see what we have to put right. They use the mirror for the purpose for which it was made. In other words, those people whose zahir is also right and the batin is also right. The outside and the inside. Now that is the category that we find very few. There's exceptions you will find. Some people the zahir will be very good, the batin is very bad. Some people the batin is good, but the zahir is bad. In fact, if the zahir is not right, it is a weakness of the batin. It is the weakness of the inside that the zahir doesn't come right. That can happen, that a person's zahir is good. His outside is good. He wears Islamic garb. His beard is one fist length. And he's also practicing on some sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. His zahir is good. That can happen. And there can be a weakness in the batin. There can still be a weakness in the batin. That the person has got his zahir right, but he is still a namazi. I mean, he is a namazi, he is fasting, he is doing everything. But his batin is not right. There is nifaq and hypocrisy in the batin. There is lies. There is cheating, there is deceiving. There's jealousy, there's malice, there's greed, there's pride. Now all these things are dealing with the batin. So that can happen that the person's outside is right but the inside is not right. But it can never happen that if the person's inside has been made, his batin has been perfected, then it can never ever happen that the person's outside is wrong. Never. It's just impossible. If the person's batin is made, his heart is perfected, then his zahir cannot go wrong. Because he bahut gehri baat hai. Agar batin sahi ho gaya, to phir zahir zarur bi zarur sahi ho jayega. Because now this person has got his connection with Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his insight has been made. So he will always make the effort to do exactly as the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demands. So this is the purpose of these majalis, these gatherings of zikr. It's not just to make subhanallah, alhamdulillah. It is to put our zahir and batin right. And wallah, I'm telling you, if only we do this. And we don't have to go to any extremes. This is our fear that how are we going to do it? We don't have to go to any extremes. Allah Ta'ala didn't make Islam only for those who were born walis. Allah Ta'ala knew very well that in South Africa, in 2005, this is what the environment is going to be. Allah Ta'ala knew it. And Allah Ta'ala still made taqwa farz for the people of 2005. And taqwa will still be farz for the people of 2010. And until the world goes on, taqwa will be farz. Now how can Allah Ta'ala make taqwa farz compulsory if it was impossible? So this is the whole purpose of these majalis. To make our zahir right and our batin right. When our zahir and our batin comes right, then our taluk with our Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes right. And when that comes right, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts the taj of wilayat, the crown of wilayat. The crown of wilayat Allah ta'ala puts on the heads of those people who have got the zahir and batin right. And when He puts the crown of wilayat, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the wali of whom? Those people whom He takes out from the zulumat and brings them into light, from the darkness to the light, those who have come. That is the gauge now by means of which we check whether we have got the crown of wilayat on our heads or not. That have we come out from the darkness of kufr, of shirk, of bid'at, from the darkness of adultery, of fornication, of fraud, of cheating, of speaking lies, of gambling. We come out of that darkness. If we have come out of that darkness, then it means that we've got that crown of wilayat. Allahu waliyyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumat ila an-nur. If we have come out from the darkness into nur, into light, and zulumat is plural and nur is singular. Nur is wahid. And zulumat, there's different kinds of darknesses. Allah Ta'ala says He takes them out from all those darknesses, those who are His walis. Now that is what we are calling towards. I'm seeking that for myself and I'm desirous that it must come to everybody. Allah Ta'ala must make each and every one of us His waliya kamil. And then wallah, there's such enjoyment, such enjoyment. There's such enjoyment in being the wali of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make us all His wali. Imagine if Allah Ta'ala is our wali, if He is our friend, if He is our protector, if Allah Ta'ala is on our side, if Allah is ours, then the kingdoms of Allah are with us. Kingdoms of Allah. All the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala comes with that into the heart. His unlimited treasures, the doors of His unlimited treasures are opened. Now don't we want that? What are we chasing? We're chasing shadows. Catch the asal. If a bird is flying and there are 1,000 mirrors, then you will see the bird in this mirror, that mirror, that mirror, that mirror. Now if you go to try and catch the bird in all those mirrors, you won't catch anything. You won't even catch the feather of that bird. But if you catch that bird, then you've caught the 1,000 birds. If you catch that one bird, you've caught the 1,000. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the sweetness of His love. Ay Khuda, ay Khaliq-e-Ard-o-Sama, اے خدا اے خالق ارض و سما، اے خدا اے مالک روز جزا، اے خدا اے خالق ارض و سما، اے خدا اے مالک روز جزا، ہے تو ہی دنیا میں میرا کارساز، ہے تو ہی دنیا میں میرا کارساز، اور ہے تو ہی آخرت کا کارساز. Oh Allah, you are the only one who can make things happen for me in this world. That is the Ashiqana Tarjuma. Oh Allah, you are the only one that can make things happen for me in this world. There's nobody else that can make things happen for me. Because everything is in your control. And even in the Akhirat, it is only you who can make things happen for me. In this world also, you are my Karsaz, and in the Akhirat also. اے خدا اے خالق ارض و سما، اے خدا اے مالک روز جزا، ہے تو ہی دنیا میں میرا کارساز، اور ہے تو ہی آخرت میں کارساز. موت دے یا رب مجھے اسلام پر، موت دے یا رب مجھے اسلام پر، اور مجھ کو صالحوں کے ساتھ کر. موت دے یا رب مجھے اسلام پر، اور مجھ کو صالحوں کے ساتھ کر. ربنا توفنا مسلما والحقنا بالصالحین. That's the ترجمہ. Oh Allah, give us death on Islam. The Quran Sharif says, don't die except in a state of Islam. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. موت دے یا رب مجھے اسلام پر، اور مجھ کو صالحوں کے ساتھ کر. اے خدا اے خالق ارض و سما، اے خدا اے مالک روز جزا، دے وہ ٹھنڈک آنکھ میں اے ذوالجلال، دے وہ ٹھنڈک آنکھ میں اے ذوالجلال، اور وہ نعمت دے نہ ہو جس کو زوال، اور وہ نعمت دے نہ ہو جس کو زوال. Oh Allah, give me those نعمتس for which there is no destruction, there is no reduction, there is no change. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protects that ni'mat. We are asking that there must be a protection for all the ni'mat that Allah ta'ala gives to us. And the greatest of those ni'mat is the ni'mat of Iman and Islam. So we are asking Allah for death on Iman, death on Islam, and protection for all the other ni'mats. اے خدا اے خالق ارض و سما، اے خدا اے مالک روز جزا، رکھ رضا مند اپنی خواہش پر مجھے، رکھ رضا مند اپنی خواہش پر مجھے، کر نہ دے ہرس و ہوا مزتر مجھے، کر نہ دے ہرس و ہوا مزتر مجھے. Oh Allah, keep me happy and pleased in whatever you are pleased with. Whatever is your pleasure, whatever is your will, whatever is your desire, Ya Allah, let me be also pleased with your will, with your pleasure, with your desire. Don't let hawa or hirs, evil passions and desires and greed make me restless, make me bechain, make me chase after those things which are disliked by you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hawa and hirs, hawa or hirs, so wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Baad marne ke mujhe raahat mile, baad marne ke mujhe raahat mile, aur tere deedar ki lazzat mile. Baad marne ke mujhe raahat mile. O Allah, after my death I find nothing but comfort. Comfort in the grave, comfort in the akhirat. I get the shade of your arsh and the plains of hush. And then I get entrance into jannat without any reckoning. And then in jannat I get your didar. I see you, my Allah, with my own eyes. My Allah, our salat is for you, our zakat for you, our tasbih for you, our ibadat for you, our zikr for you. Our restraining ourselves from adultery, from fornication, from watching the filth on the television screens, from reading filthy magazines, from fraud, from cheating, from speaking lies, from swearing, Ya Allah, all that was solely for you. Now, my Allah, I want to see you with my own eyes. So in Jannat, Ya Allah, I must be blessed with your Didar. Baad marne ke mujhe rahat mile, aur tere Didar ki lazzat mile. Ha, what enjoyment there will be in that. Person will forget every kind of ni'mat of Jannat at that time, when he's going to see Allah Ta'ala with his own eyes. What did we come for salat here? Why did we come to the masjid? Who ordered us to come to the masjid? Who forced us to come to the masjid? We did it for whom? For Allah. Did we see Allah? So imagine in Jannat we are going to see Him. At that time the person will forget every ni'mat of Jannat. When Allah Ta'ala will show Himself. Kar ata apna mujhe shauq-e-liqa, kar ata apna mujhe shauq-e-liqa, deen o dunya ki kharabi se bacha. Oh Allah, give me the shauq, give me that interest, give me that urge, give me that desire to meet you. What kind of lovers are we of Allah Ta'ala if we don't have the desire to meet Allah Ta'ala? Say, Ya Allah, give me that desire to meet you. How much we are chasing after illicit beloveds to meet them. We're making plans and we're making plotting and planning and late night phone calls and cell phones and what takes place. And if the beloved says, meet me midnight, then the person is ready to meet midnight. Come winter, come summer, come any kind of weather, rain or hail. But the person wants to meet his beloved. And those beloveds will one day perish. And they don't even give the person peace in this world. The person's life becomes restless, miserable. And if the person's wife discovers it, then he has a knife in his life. What are we chasing after? Enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala has given a wife, let her be your Layla. Allah Ta'ala has given food, eat, make shukr. Allah Ta'ala gives clothes, wear and make shukr. But don't displease that Allah who is the giver of those ni'mats. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai,
عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ۔ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ اینچے شیرین است نام، شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام، اللہ اللہ اینچے شیرین است نام، شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام، اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 اللہ
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے
پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے؟ ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, O my most compassionate Allah, O my most loving, caring Allah, O my most tolerant Allah, O my Sattarul Quyub, Ghaffarul Dhunub Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. My Allah, you are seeing us, you are listening to us, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing in our minds. My beloved Allah, you look into our hearts. Ya Allah, you can see that we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, my beloved Allah, how much we have disobeyed you, how much we have disobeyed you. My beloved Allah, we used your bounties for your disobedience, our sight for your disobedience, our hearing for your disobedience, our speech for your disobedience, our hands and feet for your disobedience, our wealth for your disobedience, our time for your disobedience, our homes for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, our cause for your disobedience. Ah, my Allah, which ni'mat of yours we didn't use for your disobedience. It's only your tolerance that you did not seize us there and then. Ay Allah, teri shane rahimi aur kareemi ki wajah se. Ya Allah, you did not seize us there and then. Otherwise, you could have destroyed us. You could have caused the earth to open and swallow us up. You could have sent gale force winds against us. You could have sent flood waters against us. You could have sent tsunamis against us. My beloved Allah, your qudrat, your power, your might. Ha, my Allah. My beloved Allah. It was just your kindness, your tolerance, your forgiveness, your shan of rahimi and kareemi that you did not seize us when we committed sins. My beloved Allah, we are sincerely repenting. We do not wish to return to those sins anymore. We are ashamed of the sins that we committed in our lives. Ya Allah, those sins, we are ashamed. We are not justifying our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. We do not wish to continue a life of sins and vices and evils. My beloved Allah, we have no intention of returning to those sins. My beloved Allah, assist and help us in restraining ourselves from everything displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the rights of people, if we have violated, give us the tawfiq to fulfill those rights, to seek forgiveness from those whom we have hurt or caused injury or pain without justification, to return to those whomsoever, whatever is due. Oh my beloved Allah, to return whatever is due to whomsoever it is due. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to make our salat, to pay back the zakat, to keep the fast that have become qaza.
to make Hajj if it has become farz. My beloved Allah, protect us from adultery, from fornication, from cheating, from deceiving, from gambling, from every kind of sin under the sun. Oh my beloved Allah, protect each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, the sins that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we have committed in the light of day or darkness of night, sins that we committed, oh my beloved Allah, of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah. Open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Open the doors of your mercy for us. How long are we going to continue with a life of nifaq and hypocrisy on the surface of this earth? Ay Allah, kab tak hum nifaq ke andar mubtala rahenge? Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, man has mastered the science of transplant of hearts. Ay Allah, when the hearts have reached a stage where they cannot be repaired, then they talk about transplant of a healthy heart. May Allah, our hearts have reached that stage where it cannot be repaired anymore. May Allah, transplant a healthy spiritual heart. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Just your desire and intention to change is sufficient for us. Just one glance of maghfirat and mercy is sufficient. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation, put together then to my beloved Allah. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. My Allah, man has made the computer. There are millions of pieces of information on the computer chip. But Ya Allah, one press of the delete button and all the information is wiped out. My Allah, if man can make such kind of equipment, Ya Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Press the delete button of our sins. Where Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Where Allah, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Where ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with health. Spiritual health and physical health. Cure each and every person of whatever ailment and sicknesses and diseases they are suffering. Ya Allah, whether they are amongst us or in hospitals or clinics or homes or wherever they may be, Ya Allah, give everybody shifa. Ya Allah, sabku shifa, kamil, ajil, daim, mustamir, nasib farma. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove the difficulty. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are poverty-stricken, give them wealth. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, make them obedient to you, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their parents. Ya Allah, those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-i-Mustaqeem. Give the parents, oh my Allah, the tawfiq to give proper upbringing to their children. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with a life of shukr. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of shukr. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with your qurb, with your ma'rifat, with your yaqeen, with your muhabbat, with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, give us such muhabbat and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it becomes extremely easy for us to follow his Mubarak way of life. Ya Allah, give us such muhabbat of yours that it becomes extremely easy to do everything that's pleasing to you. Oh my beloved Allah, give us such a bond with you. That every breath of our life we enjoy the sweetness of that love, my Allah. Suno be naam tera dhadkano mein maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری، جو تو میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا زمین میری. یا اللہ ریموو دا ڈیفیکلٹیز دا ہارڈ شپ دا پرابلمس دا ٹرائلز اینڈ دا ٹیسٹ آف دا انٹائر امت آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. ریموو دا ڈیفیکلٹیز آف دا انٹائر مین کائنڈ. بلیس ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون ود دا ہدایت آف ایمان اینڈ اسلام. میک ایوری ون وردی آف انٹری ان ٹو جنت. یا اللہ اٹ از ناٹ ڈیفیکلٹ فار یو. بٹ او اللہ دوز ہو ہیو بیکم آبسٹینٹ they have made up their minds, they will continue with the tyranny and oppression and suppression. Then, oh my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Oh my beloved Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Send gale force winds against them. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Create division among the ranks. Assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Ay Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, of brothers and sisters, of husbands and wives, of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give hidayat to those who are in power in Muslim countries to implement Islamic laws. Ay Allah, unite the Muslim ummah. Ay mere pyare khuda, humare hal par raham farma, karam farma. Ay Allah, hum bohut kamzor hai, bohut kamzor hai. But how long, O my Allah, are we going to suffer humiliation, disgrace and shame? My beloved Allah, change the condition of the Ummah. Ay Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ah, my Allah, 3 solid years boycotted and ostracized. The time comes when your most beloved Nabi has to chew leaves of trees for survival. Leather for survival. My beloved Allah, his companions go through the same suffering. For the sake of deen, for the sake of the ummah, for our sake, my Allah, how much of suffering. In Taif, his shoes get filled with his Mubarak blood. In Uhud, he falls down unconscious. His teeth are shattered. My Allah, he stands whole night in prayers for us. When he is informed that that ummah for whom your blood was shed, that ummah for whom you cried and cried and cried, that ummah for whom you begged so much, that ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, casinos, their homes have become cinemas. Few meters away from your Rosa Mubarak cinemas in the hotel rooms, my Allah, how much of pain and injury we are causing to you. The life which is gone is gone, the life which remains, Ya Allah, change our condition, make us yours and become ours. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to die and leave this world one day. Maut se pehle pehle, my Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, my Allah, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Before the water of mayyat is poured above our bodies, my Allah, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. My Allah, they will turn us from left to right, backwards and forwards. They will remove our watches, our rings, even our false teeth will be removed. If our clothes are tight-fitting, they will be sliced with the scissors. My Allah! Don't let our death come in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouth, bottle of wine in our hands. Or in some hotel room watching filthy films, or in our own homes watching filthy films. My beloved Allah, don't let any embarrassment, shame come upon my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah because of our sins. May Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. At the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ita salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Ita salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. Ita salatu wa salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Ya Allah, let our soul depart. Ya Allah, let our janazah salat be in Masjid-e-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. so that when the winds of rahmat blow, we may be forgiven, so that we get the shafaat of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made in his entire life for the ummah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the entire ummah with all the goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, whatever we have asked, bless us with that. And what we have not been able to ask, bless us with all the goodness. Ya Allah, there are so many things parents give to the children without the children asking. Ya Allah, when the winter month comes, the parents buy jerseys. The children don't have to even ask, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, therefore whatever we have asked, bless us with that. And what we haven't been able to ask, Ya Allah, bless us with all that is good for us. Save us and protect us from all fitnas. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhir. Ya Allah, those who have stayed awake this part of the night, they have gathered, they are raising their hands, wherever they may be raising their hands. Ya Allah, you are aware of all the good desires that are in their hearts. Whatever good desire they have in their hearts, fulfill those good desires. Unki nek muradon ko pura kar de. Hum sab ko apna waliye kamil bana. Hum sab ko apna waliye kamil bana. Hum sab ko apna waliye kamil bana de. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.